If you're trying to secure an organization today, you're facing a, well, a terrifying reality. The traditional security perimeter, that hard shell you used to have around your network, it's just gone.
It's been completely shattered. Remote work is one piece of it, but it's also just the sheer explosion of devices connecting to your data.
We dove into the sources, and the number that just jumps out is, it's staggering.
Yeah.
Over 70% of successful breaches now start at the endpoint.
70%.
70%. So we're talking about the data sitting on a laptop, a phone, a tablet, even an IoT sensor.
It's the consequence of a really radical shift in how we work. For decades, security meant, you know, keeping the bad guys outside the office network.
Right.
But today, the office is everywhere. It's a home desk, it's a client's lobby, it's a coffee shop. And that means your most sensitive data is constantly outside your direct control.
Exactly. So our mission for you today is to unpack the unified strategy you need to survive in this landscape. We're going deep into unified endpoint management, or UEM. We need to define what it actually is, explain why it's become so critical right now, and then really detail how it simplifies things while shrinking that massive growing attack surface.
And this deep dive is designed to give you the complete playbook for protecting your entire fleet, laptops, phones, you name it, in a single, coherent way. Let's maybe start with that word, unified.
Yeah, let's. When we talk about UEM, we're really talking about a major upgrade from the old way of doing things. I mean, for anyone who's managed IT, you know the headache of having separate tools for everything.
Oh, absolutely. Historically, if you wanted to manage an iPhone, you used something called Mobile Device Management, MDM.
Right.
But if you wanted to manage your corporate Windows desktops, that was a completely separate system.
Different software, probably different teams.
Totally siloed. So IT was basically running two or three different security strategies at the same time.
And when you have separate tools, you just you get gaps.
Yeah. Right?
That's where things fall through.
That's where the unified part comes in. It's the core innovation. UEM is this comprehensive software that centralizes everything. Security, compliance, operational control.
Yeah.
It folds it all into one platform.
So MDM, PC management, all of it.
All of it. Think of the UEM console as your mission control for every single device that touches corporate data.
And those devices are multiplying like crazy. Our sources really emphasize that UEM isn't just about, you know, Windows, Mac, and iOS anymore.
Not even close. The scope is, well, it's basically anything with an IP address that touches your data. Laptops, sure, but also all the mobile operating systems, Linux servers, and then the really specialized stuff.
Like what?
Imagine a factory floor. You've got point-of-sale systems, ruggedized tablets, maybe even connected medical equipment in a hospital. UEM has to see and control every single one of them.
So from a strategic level, what does having that single console actually achieve that was impossible before?
Consistency. That is the security linchpin. It means you aren't guessing if the desktop team applied the latest encryption policy or if the mobile team configured multi-factor authentication correctly.
It's all the same policy everywhere.
It's the same policy, same configuration, same application deployment, whether it's on a Mac, an Android phone, or that specialized Linux machine. That operational efficiency is what finally lets you enforce things like Zero Trust effectively.
Okay, so let's pivot to the why now. The landscape of 2026. If the endpoint is ground zero for 70% of breaches, what specific factors have made it the number one target?
It's not just one thing. It's really a combination of four huge shifts. First, you have the distributed workforce challenges. That's the obvious one.
Right. Everyone working from home.
Yeah. But when employees are working from environments IT can't secure, every connection is a potential vulnerability. If you can't trust the network, you have to trust the device itself.
Which is really hard when everyone is using more and more devices.
Exactly. That's the second factor. Device proliferation. The research we looked at found the average employee uses 3 to 4 devices for work now.
Wow.
Yeah. And trying to manage that manually is...
Right.
It's just impossible at scale. That gap creates a massive opportunity for attackers.
And I assume the attackers are getting smarter, too.
That's number three. The threats are hyper-sophisticated. They're not just sending basic phishing emails anymore. They're using zero-day exploits and, this is critical, something called living off the land techniques.
Wait, living off the land? Break that down for me.
It means that instead of dropping some obvious piece of malware, an attacker gets onto a poorly managed device and then uses tools that are already installed on it.
Like legitimate IT tools.
Exactly, like PowerShell or other administrative utilities. They use those to move around and steal data. Okay. And because they're using legitimate tools, your old perimeter defenses often don't even see it.
So UEM helps by making sure those tools can't be misused in the first place.
Precisely. It locks down the configuration. And the last factor is your supply chain, these supply chain vulnerabilities. Third-party vendors, contractors, they're all accessing your systems on their own devices.
Devices you don't control.
Right. So your attack surface suddenly extends into their organization. If their device gets compromised, your data is compromised. It's that simple.
So the big takeaway here is that the old firewall model is just, it's obsolete. Security has to be about the data on the device, wherever that device goes.
That's the new reality.
Okay, let's talk mechanisms. UEM is sold on this promise of attack surface reduction. If the attack surface is every possible entry point, how does UEM actually, you know, shrink it?
It works through layered automated defenses. And the starting point, the absolute first step, is just seeing everything. That's centralized visibility and inventory.
You can't protect what you can't see.
You got it. UEM gives IT an instant, definitive list of every single device and application accessing corporate resources. This immediately flags unauthorized devices and kills shadow IT.
It's like turning on the lights in a dark room. Okay, so the lights are on. Now what?
Now you start closing the open windows. Mm. And the easiest window for an attacker to break is unpatched software. That's why automated patch management is a cornerstone of UEM.
Yeah, the data is pretty clear on that. Unpatched vulnerabilities are a huge vector.
Massive. So UEM automates patch deployment across all operating systems and hundreds of third-party apps. It gets rid of the delays and mistakes that happen when people try to do it manually.
But I have to ask this.
Yeah.
If you centralize everything in one console, doesn't that just create one giant attractive target?
Yeah.
A single point of failure.
That's a critical question, and the sources address it through system architecture. The solution is to make sure your UEM platform is tightly integrated with your identity management systems.
So they reinforce each other.
Exactly. If an attacker somehow breaches the UEM console, things like mandatory multi-factor authentication enforced by a separate identity system should stop them from actually taking control of the devices. It's not a single point of failure if the security functions are layered.
That makes sense. Okay, so beyond patching, how does UEM make sure devices are, you know, behaving correctly?
Through what's called uniform policy enforcement. This is where UEM dictates what a device can and cannot do. We're talking about mandatory disencryption, strict password rules, application whitelisting.
The nuts and bolts of security.
Right. And here's the key part. If a device falls out of compliance, say its encryption gets turned off, it can be automatically quarantined, cut off from all corporate data until it's fixed.
And finally, what about the worst case scenario? The device is just gone, lost or stolen.
That's the ultimate safety net, data loss prevention. This includes enforcing that encryption so the data is unreadable, controlling data transfer to, say, a USB stick and the big one. The ability to remotely wipe the device instantly.
So if Jane loses her laptop at the airport,
you can make sure all that sensitive data is gone before anyone else even has a chance to log in.
Okay, for the listener who's thinking about adopting UEM, let's drill down on the must-have features. What are the absolute non-negotiables?
First and foremost, cross-platform support from a single console. This isn't optional. If your solution can't manage Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Chrome OS from one place, you haven't solved the core problem.
You're just buying another silo.
And another feature that must save IT hundreds of hours is how you handle new hires.
Oh, yeah. Onboarding.
Absolutely. Zero-touch deployment is essential. Imagine shipping a brand new device, still in the box, directly to a remote employee. They turn it on, and it automatically enrolls and gets all its security policies and apps without IT ever touching it.
That's huge. That cuts provisioning time from days to minutes.
It does. You also need robust remote management capabilities. IT needs instant remote desktop access, the ability to run diagnostics and fix problems automatically. And integration is key. Your UEM has to talk to your other security tools, your threat detection, your identity system.
So those are the tools. Let's talk best practices.
Yeah.
If a company decides, okay, we're doing this, where do they start?
You can't rush it. The first step is always start with comprehensive discovery. You need to inventory every single device to find all the gaps. You need to find that old server under someone's desk or that forgotten tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Second, define clear security policies that balance protection with productivity. If your policies are too strict, people will just find ways around them.
And that defeats the whole purpose.
And then I'd say a gradual implementation is way smarter than a big bang.
Right. Don't do everyone at once.
Definitely not. Implement gradually. Start with a small pilot group, maybe one department. Refine your policies, test everything, and then expand. It just minimizes disruption.
And that brings us to the user experience. Because if this makes things harder for Jane at the coffee shop, she's not going to be happy.
User experience is critical. You need to look for features like self-service portals for simple things and intelligent update scheduling that runs when the device is idle.
And last but not least, the human element.
Always. Provide user training. The research is so clear on this. Technology alone is not a silver bullet. Your users have to understand why these policies exist. That's how you turn them from potential vulnerabilities into active participants in your security.
UEM is a serious investment, so we have to talk business value. This isn't just a cost. It's a solution to some very expensive problems. Let's start with compliance. That's a huge headache for so many organizations.
It really is. And UEM provides the continuous auditable control you need for modern regulations. Take something like CMMC, the Standard for Defense Contractors. It's incredibly strict. UEM provides the central control required to meet those levels.
What about industries like healthcare or finance?
It's essential.
Yeah.
For HIPAA, UEM mandates encryption and provides audit logs for patient data. And that remote wipe is your get-out-of-jail-free card if a device with health information is lost.
I see.
And for privacy laws like GDPR, UEM lets you encrypt data and, crucially, wipe personal data from a device immediately if requested.
So it basically automates continuous compliance. Beyond avoiding massive fines, where does the positive ROI, the return on investment, show up?
Almost immediately. The first big saving is in reduced help desk costs. Because so much is automated, our sources cited organizations seeing a 30 to 40% reduction in endpoint support tickets in the first year.
That's huge.
It is. But the real value is in prevention, avoided breach costs. The average data breach cost well over $4 million. If your UEM prevents even one moderate ransomware attack, it is likely paid for itself many times over.
The system pays for itself the moment it stops that first attack.
That's the math. You also get lower administrative overhead because your IT staff can manage more devices with fewer people. And proactive management helps extend device life cycles, so you're not spending as much on new hardware.
This has been an indispensable deep dive. It's clear that UEM isn't just about tracking devices anymore. It's really the modern foundation for security. It's a total shift to proactive, centralized risk mitigation.
Absolutely. And as we wrap up, let's circle back to one of the most provocative things we found in the research. UEM works by queuing updates and policies for devices even when they're offline.
Right. And that raises a fundamental question for you, the listener. If your organizational data is sitting on Jane's laptop in a coffee shop, and that device is totally disconnected from your network, it's on an island.
Mm-hmm.
What is the single most critical, non-negotiable security function UEM provides while that device is completely disconnected?
The answer is in the persistent enforcement of encryption and that pre-staged remote wipe capability. Because UEM mandated full disk encryption before the device ever left the network, that data is unreadable, even if it's lost.
So even offline, the data is scrambled.
Completely scrambled. And the moment that device reconnects to any network, even a cell signal for a second, UEM executes that queued remote wipe command. The physical laptop might be gone, but your data is secured.
All because of a policy it enforced while it was still online.
Exactly. Consistent mandatory enforcement, regardless of location. That really is the essence of endpoint security in 2026.
We hope this deep dive has given you a complete and actionable understanding of why UEM is so essential. Until next time.